welcome to Random, the show where we talk about pretty much any damn thing we want to. I'm Kevin Moore.
I'm Lyle Conkiel.
Hey, this is Wednesday.
February
17th.
17th, right?
Yeah, I had to look at a calendar because I don't know what fucking day it is. Anyway, what brought this show on today was the fact that Tim Cook from Apple, the CEO of Apple, released a message to their customers today on the website. And, of course, it blew up on Reddit.
It was yesterday when it came out, but today is when it blew up.
Yeah. Today is when it blew up, right? It always takes a day for
came
the news
out
cycle
Feb
to catch
16.
Up.
Right.
So I don't know if you've seen this or not, or if you're under, if you're up on what exactly the thing is about. And I'm not going to read the whole damn thing.
No,
to
but
you.
Give people a 10-second TLDR version.
Okay, so you remember a period of time ago, there was a terrorist
the San Bernardino
in San Bernardino
terrorist attack.
Right. So in that, an iPhone was captured that was locked by the code. And because it uses the, I think, iOS 8.
Is it 8? Well, whatever.
Eight forward.
Some forward. Right. Some, yeah, right.
Apple changed your encryption last year with the iOS 8. And it basically, there is no way that you can plug in, get the information if you're law enforcement.
Right.
Which really pisses law enforcement off
because
they can't get to their phone. So they have, I don't know, use whatever word you want, demanded, requested, you know.
It's demand.
Yeah. Well, even if it's a request,
it's a demand.
That Apple create a special iOS for them to use on this phone.
On that individual phone, yeah.
That will give them access that, you know, they can basically see everything.
Right.
Apple, in this message to our customers, Tim Cook, basically says, we're not going to do it.
Yes.
For a bunch of different reasons.
Yeah, he lists a bunch of different reasons, how scary it is. And listen, there are some very valid reasons to reconsider that kind of thing. I mean, you're talking about a piece of software that would allow investigators to grab your messages, access your health records,
look at your pictures,
financial data, track your location, microphone, camera without your knowledge.
Right, turn that
all this
turn
stuff.
It on. Right.
Now, the government's
GPS
perception of this is that we're going to use it for this individual phone, but we know how bad that is. And I don't know if you've
once it exists in the world,
people will access it. They'll use it, they'll have it. It'll happen.
It'll make like somebody, its way around the world eventually.
Snowden actually tweeted something today that apparently it will. This piece of software will enable any iPhone in the world to be completely hacked within 30 minutes. Anyone. Like anything.
Right.
So you're creating a backdoor to everyone's lives. Is basically what's happening. So I'm curious as to your initial thoughts on their reaction, the request, terrorism, whatever, man. Just hit me.
Well, you know, my first thought was I don't trust the government at all.
Okay.
To keep this under wraps and now, to just use it on this one phone. I don't trust them
to contain. Right, of course. But let's be specific. If the request was, can you help us get access to this phone? You have no issues to that, right?
Well, and Cook said the same
thing. Other than that, right.
Basically, but they have complied with everything that they've been asked by the FBI.
And
in
they
this
even
case,
have.
Except for this.
They even have Apple people working with the FBI to try to get access to this.
Through regular channels.
Right. Yeah.
Without creating a backdoor that can be loaded into this phone.
Right.
So, you know, my initial thought was that I don't trust the government to, you know, deliver my mail. Okay. Quick story that's a side note. And one of the reasons why I don't trust government agencies to do anything. Put a letter in the mailbox. Put the flag up. Come home. Flag's still up. Letter's still in the mailbox. And the other mail's put on top of it. Don't these people know what the flag up means? It means take the letter that's in the box.
I would assume they do.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. Postal worker, FBI agent. Two completely different agencies, et cetera, but it's still the government agency think, which I can't trust that. I can't trust another person, whether they're government, whether they're FBI, whether
you believe in things like the death penalty.
I don't really.
You do. You told me the other day.
I have.
Okay.
I don't necessarily now. Okay. I mean, because of DNA and the fact that, you know, people are innocent, you know, I don't, I have reconsidered my earlier position on that.
Reservations, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do I think, you know,
People need killing.
In some cases,
yeah, people need killing.
In most cases,
I don't argue with that.
Right. You know, if the cops run up on a guy, he's still stabbing the dude.
Yeah.
There's really no doubt. There's no doubt.
No. I totally agree with that.
Right. But eyewitness testimony? Nah, it's bullshit.
It is totally bullshit. Before I give you my take on this whole thing, because I think it's going to be different.
I wasn't quite done with my take.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I was just going to ask you a question. Please proceed, right. Motherfucker.
Okay. My mother? Anyway, so, yeah, that was my initial thought. And then, you know, in thinking about it, you know, I was thinking, you know, good for you, Apple. I really appreciate the fact that you're not bending over to, you know, the pressure yet. Who knows what the future will bring. My second thought was, okay, looking at it from the other side, because I tend to try to do that.
Right.
You know, looking at it from the other side, I personally have nothing to hide. Okay? Mm-hmm. You want to look through my iPhone, you're going to be the most bored motherfucker on the planet, because what are you going to see? Pictures of my kids?
Not mine, homie.
You know, some really bizarre maybe searches, but really it's not against the law, you know?
Right.
By the way, if I ever die, come over and clear my searches.
Yeah, right?
On all my shit.
Everything, just burn it all.
My work computer's good. This one, just set fire to the fucker. This iMac over here, yeah, dude, clear all the history.
Just fucking burn it to the ground.
Yeah, because, it's not going to be good. Anyway. But that's really not the point.
No. And not only that, it's not a real good argument for
allowing the NSA to do it.
Right. It's really not, because they will abuse it. So it's not you don't have anything to hide, because you do. There's a really cool book out there. I forget who wrote it. Perhaps we can effort it, but it's called 3 Felonies a Day. And it's a book about how modern Americans, most Americans, commit at least 3 felonies a day. Unbeknownst to them, like, there's so many federal laws,
right,
that they do. Like, there was a really cool story about this lady who had this restaurant. I think she was in San Francisco, but I could be totally wrong. It might have been Miami.
Probably
I
don't
fucking
wrong.
Know. Yeah, but she bought she went to a local market, bought some fresh lobster, and brought it to her restaurant and served it and stuff. And they discovered that this had been imported from a country where it was illegal to
import lobster. Take,
no. It was illegal to fish for lobster. I guess that's what it's called. Do you fish for lobster? I don't know. Well, whatever. Grab lobster.
Pull lobster
out of the water. Ocean. It was illegal to do that in that country. And there's a federal law that says if you break a foreign law, you also broke a federal law. It doesn't matter how stupid the foreign law is. You broke a federal law.
Right.
So she ended up doing a year in jail and lost her business.
Wow.
Because she went to a fucking market and ordered some fucking lobster or something. Right. So, you know, you say you don't have anything to hide, but you totally fucking do.
Yeah, as it turns out.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. That's why lawyers always tell you never to talk to police. Here's something that people don't know.
By consent to no searches.
That they should. Well, of course. But they probably don't know that either. But here's something they really don't know. You know how they say anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law?
Yeah.
Did you know that anything you say cannot be used for you in a court of law? So anything you say can be used against you, but if you say something positive, like, I was in Albuquerque and this shit happened in Milwaukee, right?
Right.
The defense can say, officer, didn't this guy say he was in Albuquerque? Dude, the prosecution can stand up and say, hearsay, Your Honor. And it is.
Right.
So nothing you tell a police officer, nothing can be used to benefit you in a court of law. Nothing at all. So people get pissed about lawyer, quote unquote, lawyering up.
Right.
You fucking should do it every single time, because nothing you say to that cop is going to change his mind about arresting you, nor will it help you in court. Like, you should just shut the fuck up every single time.
You know, I learned that the hard way.
Oh, did you?
A small tangent.
Well, we're already off.
But I can't remember what intersection it was. But, you know, when the intersection backs up big time, you kind of sometimes, if you're making a right, you skirt the...
Yeah. You wiggle over.
You wiggle over. You take the shoulder.
The long shoulder.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's a turn lane up there somewhere.
In this case, there wasn't a long turn lane. It was, you know, it was a short turn lane. And I'm scooting along. I'm semi in a rush. And one of the cars waiting in line was a cop car.
Oh God.
So, you know, as soon as I went by him, I'm like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And turns out I was fucked.
You were fucked.
So I make the right and here he comes, you know, lighten me up. And, you know, he pulls me over, and I got the window down, my stuff in my hand. When I, by stuff, I mean, you know, penis.
Oh, so, thank God. I thought you were going to say license registration.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No. So he comes up, he's like, do you know why I pulled you over? I said, yes, I do. I made that right with the thing in the lane. He's like, that's right. Took my stuff. I should have just said, absolutely not, officer.
Dude, yeah. Not only that, this is not what you should have said. Here's what's funny. Because if you'd have said that, they could have claimed that you lied. Here's what you say. I don't answer questions.
Right.
Because you're under no legal obligation to admit to a crime that officer is totally asking you to admit to.
Right. Exactly.
Like, if they say, do you know how fast you were going? You should never say, I don't know. You should never say, I'm not sure. You should always say, I don't answer.
I never go the speed limit.
Right. Who the fuck does? I mean, seriously. But when they ask that question, they're trained to ask that question because it gets you to implicate yourself.
Right.
In the crime of speeding.
But we both know that if a cop pulls you over and asks you that question and you say, I'm sorry, sir, I don't answer police officers' questions on the
stop. He's writing you a ticket.
Right. And he's going to be pissed at that, and he's going to give you absolutely no break whatsoever.
Yeah. And that's totally fine. But you have to. So that's something you have to weigh for yourself. I agree. So getting back to where
were we?
I don't know. We were talking about.
See, that's why the show's called Random. Right, it's going to be about a lot of shit.
It's
going to
be fucking on. But that's a really important distinction to make between, I have nothing to hide to. I'm a completely innocent person, because I think everybody believes they have nothing to hide, but they're not completely innocent. Nobody is. So that's a very interesting thing, right? And we've seen with the Patriot Act that the fucking DEA especially, but a lot of these other organizations, utilize the quote-unquote terrorism
right
distinction within the Patriot Act to go after all sorts of things, man. It gave them a license to crush the Fourth Amendment.
Right,
which is horrifying to me, a person who I don't say I'm exactly a constitutionalist, but I believe that if you don't use your rights, you
will eventually lose.
You give them up, you know. So that's a very scary thing to me, and I think what's far more interesting is that a lot of people are willing to give up those rights for security, and I would love to hear your take on if you think that's a valid strategy for being quote unquote secure. And secondly, whether or not that won't eventually lead to oppression anyway. Because I think that most tyrannical governments, and I'm not one of these crazy people that thinks that, you know, the tyranny and all this Alex Jones shit, right? But I do believe that tyrannical governments, and I don't think the U.S. is there yet, but tyrannical governments in the past, Nazi Germany, sure, Stalin, like name them, right, have used fear, right, and security as a way to control the population. They have.
We're heading that way.
Well, I think we might have just pointed in that direction with 9/11. You know, it'll be interesting to see how far it goes before it dials back, but that's kind of how it goes.
It's never going
to
dial back.
It will dial back.
Well, here's the thing.
It is checks and balances in this governmental system, but what I think is really wild is that people are throwing it out there now. Like, they're periscoping, they're fucking tweeting, they're checking in wherever the fuck they go.
They're
walking around with a device that lets the government know where they are all the time.
And probably the biggest, case of, or biggest set of cases where privacy is where people are putting their personal information out there, especially when you take a picture with your phone. It encodes data on that picture.
Yeah, EXIF data, yeah.
Right, and then when you post it on Facebook, you can say, oh, your picture of my house, click. You know, picture of your dog, here's my food.
Yeah, but they're like, wait, you don't live in Hawaii or Nebraska.
Right, well, no, but people can.
I mean, people can look at that and go this isn't your house.
I know, well, no.
I know where you live.
But if you if you see a picture of somebody, you can go, there's their address, and I can go find that person.
Yeah, it's encoded.
Right, so, you know, you can turn that off.
You can.
But it's not easy.
But nobody does it.
Well, I did, because, you know.
Good for you.
I'm me.
I didn't, because I don't care.
Yeah, well, anyway. So
I got nothing to hide, Kevin.
You got plenty to hide. I've seen it. Anyway.
He's seen all of it.
So you were asking me questions.
So what I wanted to ask is, how do you feel about Apple with this?
Well, you know, I'm an Apple evangelist anyway. I love their products, et cetera. But, you know, I'm sitting here with a MacBook Pro, an iMac, iPhone in my pocket, and an iPad upstairs. So, you know, I'm familiar with the company.
Do you think they're doing the right thing?
I think they're doing absolutely the right thing.
Okay. Allow me to throw you a fucking curveball. Because I am totally an Apple evangelist, too. You've known me. I convinced you to buy that iMac. And I believe the...
No, this was a given. Once I had that, I had to...
All right. So, but I'm saying, I've been an Apple
you
guy...
You don't like what Apple's
for
doing.
...for a long time. I don't. And here's why. They're fucking full of shit. They're full of shit. This is a company that has sweatshops overseas. You know, they have very little production in the United States. They are not an ethical company, I don't believe. Now, I love their products. I'm as guilty as everyone else. I'm not going to fucking sugarcoat that or say I'm a saint or anything like that. But this is a fucking brilliant PR move, and that's all it is. It's
really?
A brilliant, brilliant PR move.
So you think they're going to write the code?
They're going to fucking write it. But they're going to make the government tell them that they have to. That way they still look like the good guy.
Well, they've been told by a federal judge that they have to.
Yeah, well, we'll see how far that goes. But they're going to push it as far as they can. They'll be champions in the eyes of the world, right? People will be like, hey, Apple, yeah, fighting the good fight. But they're going to eventually give it to them. And when they do, they're going to be on easy. It's a win-win for them. If the government folds and goes, no, you don't have to do this, they're champions. If the government pushes them and forces them to do it, they'll go, hey, listen, we told you guys we didn't want to do it, but we had no choice. I don't think they give a fuck either way. I don't think they do. I think that they are covering their ass.
Well, you
and
know, let me tell you why.
Hold on. One more thing. And they're delivering a Hadouken level. Yeah, Street Fighter reference. Hadouken level strike at Google, who has remained totally mute on the issue. Right. And Snowden even tweeted today, if you remain silent, you already picked a side.
Right.
Which was the government side. Right. So. they're basically, this is a political business decision, PR decision, and it's a fucking brilliant one. They don't give a fuck about this issue.
Let me tell you why I disagree with you.
Feel free.
Because before last year, mm-hmm. law enforcement could plug right in and do whatever they wanted to. Apple took, by their own initiative, mm-hmm. created a new iOS and, mm-hmm. and encryption software
that's just security, though. I don't think that was to block law enforcement necessarily. It was just a security thing. You know, and they should.
Predicated on what?
Predicated on anyone. See, the whole issue is not that law enforcement has access. Law enforcement access is a scary thing. NSA, all the Snowden shit, like right. It is. It's a little bit frightening, especially when it comes to like bedroom pics and stuff. Apparently, you know, Snowden has released some stuff that, you know, they've had access to webcams for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there are still like bedroom shots that they have in archives.
Well, you heard about the school that with provided computers disciplined a kid who did something, uh-huh. you know, in his room uh-huh. that they could see through his camera on his
yep.
computer.
Yep.
So, you know, and that caused a great big hullabaloo.
Yeah, it's not cool.
About why are you looking in my kid's bedroom through the computer?
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, I would remove my fucking kid from that school immediately and sue the fuck out of them. But beside the point, the point I'm trying to make is that I think that with all of that access, right, that they've had through the past and stuff like that, it's not, I mean, I agree that that's scary and we should definitely limit government surveillance and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, we can have a discourse about that. But what's really frightening is the fact that there are way, and you alluded to it early on, like you don't trust the government. Are they competent? You know, I mean, I'm sure they have some smart people, but you know what? There's a fucking kid in Russia or China or Vietnam or fucking, you know, Guam or Denmark that is
you're
going
to name every country
whatever.
On the
planet. But I'm just saying, like, they're smart as a motherfucker and they will use that for the worst possible fucking reason.
Right. So, you know, I think Apple.
That's why
they changed their encryption to keep everybody out.
Sure.
And they also know that if they create it once and just give it to this one for this one thing, that it's going to get out.
Yeah.
Right. So while I don't disagree that, this, you know, this message that was put out there is a PR move.
It's a PR move.
I also think they don't want to actually do this for the government.
I so maybe they don't. I don't know. I think they probably don't care that much. Again, this is a country that runs sweatshops and stuff, or a company that runs sweatshops. So I don't think I don't buy the moral aspect of it. Maybe they don't want to do it for financial or security reasons or whatever it is.
I don't think their morality has anything to do with it. Okay. I think they want to make. I think they want to prove to their customers that, you know, they're holding up for their rights. So that's what they're trying to say.
So do I. I totally agree with that. They want to prove it. I don't think they believe it. I don't think they believe it for a fucking second. Right. And I think that they would easily fucking sell out every single customer if it meant more money or it wouldn't hurt them. I think they would do it in a second. Like I don't think they're about internet freedom or anything. I don't buy that shit from Tim Cook. Listen, I love the company. I do. You know, I'm a huge fan of their products. I am. But go into an Apple store and try to get something.
Sweatshops?
I mean, obviously, dude, I have on a pair of fucking, you know, Chinese made sneakers. I'm wearing Gap jeans. You know, we all do. And it's a sad fucking thing. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to get in the sweatshop thing a whole bunch.
Whole different topic.
It is. But, you know, those companies are going to those countries and they're providing jobs that are well paying for that area. In most circumstances, like I, you know, I don't think it's Walmart-esque. Walmart's way worse.
Right.
And I shop there too. Most of us do. You know, I eat beef that's factory farmed. I fucking, you know, I'm a horrible American person, of course. Man, I went to McDonald's.
The ugly American.
I went to McDonald's today with all my kids' fucking food. You know, I'm it's terrible. Right. I agree. I suck. I'm a piece of shit. Totally. Let's get that out of the way. I'm not saying I'm on some moral high ground, but what I am saying is Apple's not either. And they're not doing this for moral reasons. It's a business decision. Of course it is. They're a fucking global, massive, most profitable company ever. Fuck off. Yes, it's a business decision, man. It's not. This is not an ethical issue for them.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, thank you.
I do disagree to a point about their motives. I mean, their base motives. Because they did make the encryption to keep people out. And they don't want to release this because they still want to keep people out.
Okay.
They want to provide, you know, security.
Here's the thing that fucks me up. Is there, can they not, just like, one thing? Like, hire fucking Neo to come hack that fucking phone? There's got to be someone in the world that can fucking totally hack that phone. Fuck off. There's probably fucking 2,000 people in the world that can hack the shit out of that phone.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
There's got to be. And the people at Apple can't figure it out? Come on. There's got to be something, man. I don't buy that.
Dude, video game authors put backdoors into their stuff.
Yeah.
You know that some dude at Apple's going, I could get in it.
There's like, yeah, there's somebody's giving somebody a middle finger here. And maybe it's a pissing contest. You know, I don't know. I mean, Apple's got a lot of pull in Washington. So maybe it has something to do with that. I have no idea. But what I would say is that I think that whatever it is, we're never going to fucking know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
so apparently, right. The Wall Street Journal today, the judge is quote-unquote forcing Apple to give the FBI this technology.
They can't do that. So a judge can say whatever the fuck he wants. He can't say you have to write software that will... There's no precedent for that. Fuck off. It's going to go all the way to Supreme Court, and it's going to fucking lose. You can't force a company to write you proprietary software. That doesn't exist. This is the United States, man. You can't...
I think there was a thing...
They're using the writ of... What is it? Writ of protection? Yeah,
from 1796 or something like that?
Yeah, the All Writs Act of 1789. That's what it is.
Okay, yeah.
To justify it. 1789.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Apple iPhones existed then.
Yeah, fucking whatever. It's an insane interpretation of the law. And if it goes to the Supreme Court, I feel like, especially if a more Democratic-leaning nominee gets on the court with Scalia's recent passing. Unfortunate, by the way.
You know what? I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
But I think that anybody that high up in the government, when they die, an autopsy is just an automatic necessity.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I love watching conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
oh, well, you know, with Obama's last year in office, he wants to push through this, this, that, the other thing. With Scalia not there,
I mean, just,
he may
just,
be able to do it.
No, yeah. Just, I mean, it, you know,
I love to watch
it. Guy was older. He died. It's fine. And what I think is funny is...
the pillow was over his head.
I love Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like, I'm a big fan of hers, man. She's just a cool lady.
And she's extremely liberal, so you like that.
Well, I like her views on stuff. I don't know if she's extremely liberal, but I like her stances on things like gay marriage and, you know, stuff like that, because I believe that that's just ridiculous for the Supreme Court to even hear. But what I think is really...
Really?
I do, yeah.
You think that should be a state thing?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be a state-by-state thing.
But you know what? I love the fact that it's not, though.
No. Yeah, me too.
Because it never would have happened for every state.
I know. I totally agree with you. But I also think that it's not the federal government's job to get involved in everybody's day-to-day affairs. And you're in a community. They have certain values, blah, 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 blah.
Dude,
anyway, I know.
It's not the federal government's job to get into a lot of shit that they get into.
They do it all the time. And I loved the ruling. But what I really loved about that was Scalia. I've read so much about him being just an asshat, like all the time, like with pretty much everything conservative. He's just way fucking right. Like, he's just all the way there. And Ginsburg obviously is super to the left, but they were very, very close.
Well, see, you and I are good friends. We almost never agree politically.
That's true. But these guys, because
you're a commie,
totally. On other sides.
Lyle's a commie.
I'm not really a communist. Although I don't think there's anything wrong with communism.
Here we go.
On paper, per se.
Yeah, but...
it just doesn't work in practice.
Yeah, when you put humans into the mix, you know, they fuck it all up.
I totally agree. Well, yeah. They fuck democracy up pretty bad, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just look at Greece or Rome or, you know, any democratic society in history. They've all fucked it up. Anyway, the point is... That she's
the common denominator, of course, being humans.
Yeah, she had this amazing quote where they asked after he wrote his last like scathing dissent. I think it was about gay marriage, as a matter of fact. Was that one of the ones, the jiggery pokery one?
Got me.
I don't remember. But anyway, it was one of his last dissents. They asked her how she could remain friends with this guy when he was so different than how she viewed things. And she said, I strongly disliked everything that he said, but I loved the way he said it. And I think that's true about friends, right? That's true about people who care about each other. Like, they're like, you know what? I totally disagree with him, but, you know, it sounded good when it came out of his mouth. Man, I got to give him credit. You know what I'm saying?
I do. If you want to see an anti-Apple article in this, Computer World has... an article titled FBI iPhone Terror Fight, Apple PR Clouding the Truth. And it's headlined by Apple may be anti-backdoor, but this is far from the first time the company has helped in similar ways.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And how can Cook claim that Apple has offered its, quote, best ideas?
Yeah, I totally agree with this. See, and I didn't even read this. But I totally think that they're completely full of shit. Because they have done this stuff in the past. They have been involved in the past. And they do a lot of other fucked up stuff. They went before the fucking government and went, yeah, we hide money overseas all the fucking time.
Yeah.
We did it legally.
Every corporation.
Right, but they were like, they literally laid it out and went, we got the smartest accountant ever. Here you go. Bust us. Go ahead.
It's all legal.
Yeah, because we're not paying any taxes. So fuck you. And... Dude, and that's a totally subtopic that we should not go into, but that's where government should focus on their tax acquisition is the fucking loopholes. Fuck off. They're fucking coming after me.
That's a
completely
different show.
I know it is, but...
And that, you know, I'd love to talk about taxes at some point, but you know what? I don't understand nearly enough to speak
either.
Intelligently.
Me either, but...
Well, I don't understand enough about really anything. To speak into football,
anything
I can talk about. Football.
We can talk about football.
Yeah,
but read a little bit of this. I'm going to take a leak, and when I come back, I want to ask you what you think about this, and then I want to go into terrorism itself, security, what it's like to live in a society where you have to choose between your privacy, your security.
We can talk about the pain in the ass it is going on an airplane and why it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
So basically, this Computer World article, make sure you shut that door, man. Nobody wants to hear you pissing. So basically, it's Syed Rizwan Farouk who was a suspect in the San Bernardino terrorist attack from December 2nd. Basically, Cook is saying Apple can't give the FBI any more help and claims that utilizing the law justifying the court's order is unprecedented. Computer World says no on both counts. And the author of this is, let's see if I can find the author of this. It's Richie Jennings. So you can check him out on it's computerworld.com. He says no on both counts. You see, neither statement is really correct. There are recent legal precedents for the use of the All Writs Act for this purpose. And there are other technical avenues that Apple follow to help the FBI gather evidence. But basically, let's see if I can... What a weird little website. Basically, the federal judge has ordered Apple to help the government. The government said that Apple failed to provide assistance voluntarily. The order does not ask Apple to break the encryption on the phone, but rather to disable the feature that wipes the data after 10 incorrect tries. See, that's a whole different thing. So the court order does not ask Apple to break the phone's encryption, but rather to disable the feature that wipes the data after 10 incorrect tries. So the government can try to crack the password using brute force, which is, you know, if it's a four-digit code or whatever, mm-hmm. just putting in.
So that's a new spin on stuff that I hadn't heard.
Yep.
But still, I think that if Apple were an ethical company, they would tell them to fuck off again. Because I agree. Like disabling that is an issue, because if you can have brute force attacks on an iPhone, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing as building a backdoor. Eventually you'll break into them. They'll figure out a faster way to do it. Somebody will exploit that. They'll grab, you know, titty Everything. Pics of ScarJo like that. Like that's,
which I'm not necessarily against.
I mean, it is. Listen, I'll look at them, but it is fucked up.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like it would suck if somebody broke into my photos and saw all my dick pics. There are none. By the way,
well, because the zoom on your camera is not nearly
right,
powerful,
it's not high enough.
Thanks, yeah. Mr. Jennings, for writing this in Computer World and letting us have a look and
yeah, I mean,
and
that's
read some unauthorized passages.
That's a different, so a different sort of a take on it. But I think the sentiment's the same that I've been saying. I don't think they're genuine. I think it's a PR move. It's a brilliant PR move because it's win-win. If they're forced to do it legally, they'll do it begrudgingly. They'll issue another letter, say, we're sorry, we're compelled.
Sorry,
we're compelled, blah, blah, blah. You know, and if they actually win the fight, they look like champions in the eyes of everyone, other than maybe like super conservative people who believe that there is no security against terrorism and that you should give up everything for that. And that's what we should talk about next, I think. And
right.
So I think I have maybe a different take on this a little bit.
Well,
maybe.
When I guess 6 years ago, 5 years ago, when my family and I were about to fly to Disney, was right about the time that these, you know, you have to step in the scanner.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to do the scanner, you have to submit to a pat down.
Right.
And there were, you know, stories of children getting patted down and having their crotches felt by TSA agents.
Yep.
And we talked about this on one of our other shows.
Yep.
That if a TSA agent
touch my fucking kid,
touches my kid's butt or testicles,
up.
I am going to go to jail. I will not
up.
Be going to Disney World.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Right.
And for you, those of you who don't have kids, maybe you don't understand. Maybe you have a dog. It's like somebody kicking your dog a bunch of times. Like a whole bunch. Like it's way worse than just one kick.
Right.
Like your children become this weird fucking extension of yourself that you are uncontrollably
protective of.
Protective of. Yeah. And like it's almost like an obsessive.
And you know what? It doesn't matter how old they are. My 17-year-old, if he has any trouble, I'll kill a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're ready to fuck people up, man. Yeah. I totally agree with you.
And you know what? He could probably kick more ass than I could, quite frankly.
He definitely could. He's a black belt. And he totally could fuck people up. And he could fuck you up. He totally could.
But he doesn't know it.
He doesn't
know it. He might think it, but...
He's wondering at this point, probably.
He wants to continue
give him
to live
a couple
here
years.
In Casa de Moore.
Yeah, give him a couple years. Yeah. He'll be whooping that ass.
Well, it's like I told my nephew, Jesse, by the time you could kick my ass, you're not going to want to.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Maybe.
Now, there's a couple times he may have wanted to have a shot, but, you know.
I don't know. Believe me, I want to fuck you up all the time.
I know.
But you're
a pussy, so you won't even try.
Of course, yeah. But I think that... people forget what this country, was founded. Like, what's our motto, Kevin?
Live free or die.
Okay, so that's a good one. So, I would have said land of the free,
home of the brave. There's a bunch of them.
And I think those things are mutually exclusive. You cannot have freedom without bravery. You can't.
Right.
Okay. So if you want to live in a land that is free, that is really, truly free.
Some risks are required.
There are risks.
Right.
There are inherent risks to that.
So when I was getting ready to go to Florida, it turned out it was great. There was absolutely no issues. But yeah. I was a little anxious walking in, thinking, you know, I'm not going to have my child be basically x-rayed naked for some asshole to look at tonight, or I'm not going to let some dude feel my kid up because my kid may be, get the hell out of here.
Right.
But it was like, oh, you're a family? Come into this line where there's no wait, you know. You still had to take your shoes and belt and all that bullshit off, but, you know.
My daughter had to get irradiated. You know, we had to go through a line, or I had to let somebody feel her boobies up. She's giant boobies.
And this is?
This was earlier this year when my mother passed.
Okay, yeah.
So and we went down twice, and, you know, those were the two options we had. We talked about it before we went in, and she was like, I'll just step in the machine. It's not that big of a deal. And I went, okay, she was 16, so it's her choice.
Right.
You know, I felt like, you know, but I explained the whole procedure to her, and she was like, I'd rather not have somebody's hands on me. She was like, you know, if they want to look at an x-ray picture of me, whatever.
Yeah.
So, fine. That's her choice. I mean, I coached her through it. I talked to her about it. But at the same time, it's fucking stupid because the TSA is completely fucking inept, dude.
Government agency.
First of all. But sorry. No. This is way worse, though. Agreed. But they're on par with the Postal Department.
It's all trust. Do I trust DMV? Kinda.
Well, I mean, they do okay. Oh, they're
I went to DMV to change plates from one car to the other, and they fucked me out of $120. Sorry, sir, that's just the rules.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I don't trust them either. They're going to fuck me at any turn.
Well, the government typically will. However.
Hence the lack of trust.
Yeah. However, the thing that scares me about the TSA is, first of all, the term agent is fucking horrifying.
Let me grab a soda.
No, yeah.
You want some from up there?
No, I'm fine, dude. Yeah, I'm good. So the term agent to me is fucking horrifying because they're not agents. They are glorified inspectors at the very best. And this is not conspiracy theory shit. This is not me babbling on about some random stuff. It's just the truth. They get like a couple weeks of training, you know, to go through and spot things that are suspicious and, you know, learn what suspicious people, quote unquote, look like, which, you know, may or may not be profiling. But I don't even have an issue with profiling necessarily if it's effective. The problem is that profiling is not effective. And what's more scary is screening people by the TSA is not effective either. They did an audit on them, Kevin, and they failed like 92% of the time or some shit.
Oh, all kinds of stuff got through. Guns, pipe bombs.
Yeah, there was one, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I read a story about it, so I'm assuming it's true, but I don't know.
Look, that bowling ball has a clock attached to it. How odd. There was
literally like a dial attached to like red sticks that had wires coming out of them in a duffel bag that went through an x-ray device and got through. So if that's the level of security we're expecting, right, or receiving anyway, we're expecting something much higher, but receiving, and we're giving up this much of our personal freedom, it really doesn't make sense. Terrorism is terrible. It's a fucking horrible thing on the face of the earth, and I wish it could be abolished, but it won't be. Here's the thing, though.
The thing about that is every time you kill a terrorist, their family becomes terrorists.
They do.
It sucks.
And we can talk about that too, but there's a super low chance that you'll be involved in some sort of, you have a much higher chance of getting struck by lightning. You know, it's just true.
Or winning the lottery. Well, probably not. Probably not winning the lottery.
Man, it might be. But it's super low. It's super, super, super low. Right? So we have never lived in a safer time. It's super safe right now. We glorify these horrible things that happen. Like, how many people died in San Bernardino? I don't know how many it was. It was a terrible act, but it wasn't. It was nothing like 9/11, where like 3,000 people or 4,000 people died. I forget the exact number, but it was a lot. You know what I mean? Or even Paris, where a couple hundred were got fucked up. This was a super low number, and I'm not trying to take anything away from the victims or their family.
14 people killed, 22 seriously injured.
Okay, so I mean, you're talking about a low level action. You're talking about 14 people out of how many? 350 million, right? How many people are in California?
Not three. Well, I don't know.
But 350 in the United States. Like some, I'm not trying to downplay what happened to those exact people because it's terrible.
Right.
Right. And I agree with that. But what I am saying is, in terms of an act of terror, it's kind of super ineffective. Like, it just didn't do shit.
Well, it didn't also succeed as well as they would have liked.
I know, but that's a credit to law enforcement and, you know, the people that were involved in that. And, you know, I think we have great first responders. We have, you know, I mean, the police get a real bad rap. And believe me, I'll be the first one to jump on their case. I mean, you know, choking out Eric Garner or, you know, some of these like Tamir Rice and shit. You want to talk about those cases? Yeah, I'll fucking blast the police on those.
Right.
But when it comes to like responding to shit like that, fuck it. There was one in Texas, I think, not too long ago. I think it was in the summer where a couple guys had planned to attack like this convention center or something.
Yeah.
Dude, the cops showed up. Like as soon as they walked up, they didn't shoot anybody. Fuck, cops killed them. Fuck, hey. Like, well played, police. Yeah. You know, fucking blast those motherfuckers. You know, but I think we have this perception of terrorism being this gigantic threat, and I really don't think it is. Like, and here's where I'm going to go a little bit left on you, bro.
Oh, God. Here we go.
We're going to make a left turn a little bit.
That's fine. Okay.
But I think this is, and I'm not.
40% of the people in the country agree with you.
I'm not Ruby Ridging. I'm not Wacoing, right? Because I think those people were crazy too, most likely. But I am saying that the United States as a whole, okay, is probably responsible for more terror in the world than maybe anybody else.
Wow, that's a Bill Maher type statement.
I mean, they're just dropping bombs on people, man, and that's not fucking like with fucking drones.
Well,
and
you
shit.
Know what? That's not necessarily lefty. That's actually, you know, that's actually kind of righty right now because Obama is the drone king.
He is, and I hate his drone policy. I think it's a barbaric way to conduct business. I agree that there are certain people out there that need to be killed, but I strongly, and I mean vehemently, disagree that an acceptable level of collateral damage exists. I don't think that's true. We're supposed to be the good guys. We're Batman, motherfucker. There is no collateral damage.
Batman doesn't kill.
Right. There is none. Like, if you want to fuck a dude up who's fucking us up, fine.
Wait till he's in the caravan driving to the place.
Fucking kill his ass. Yeah. Do it. And if you're like, oh, well, you know, this guy could be responsible for X, Y, and Z, bullshit. He might be, but there's a dude right behind him. It's the fucking mafia. Sure, arrest the top guy. The next guy will step in. You got to get the whole group. And you can't do that with a fucking bomb. You know what you do? You kill a bunch of fucking kids and women. And let me ask you a question, Kevin. And I want you to answer me honestly.
You're getting kind of riled up.
I am. But this is something that hits home for me.
All right?
Your children, Robbie and Jamie, are playing out back. Okay? Turns out North Korea sent a drone. And they dropped a bomb and killed your two kids. Do you not dedicate your life to ruining fucking North Korea? Would you not do anything?
I'd go Chuck Norris on their ass.
Right. Of course you would. So how can you blame these people? These fucking Syrians or Libyans?
Well, it's like I said, you kill a terrorist, that's what their I'm family
saying.
Becomes...
But, yeah. But not only that, but I'm just saying, try to empathize with that. Like, empathize with a dude who's just a farmer, right? And his fucking daughter got killed because she went to, you know, whatever the fuck one day and happened to be behind somebody who was on a card. Right?
Right.
Like, and that dude goes, fuck it. I got nothing else to live for. I'm going to fuck these people up. I can't blame that dude. Like, that, I can't. Listen, I want to defend my country. I want to, you know, be safe and secure and have a secure society for my children and theirs and stuff. But I also understand how fucked up that is. You know, I watched this awesome documentary about World War II where they interviewed German and Allied soldiers, and they both said the same thing, that, you know, these guys might have been cool. They might have liked to fish. They might have liked to, you know, go drink at a bar and shoot pool or darts, but we were on opposing sides, and we had these things that made us adversaries, you know, and we didn't necessarily want to kill each other, but we were supposed to, so we did. And I think that that's true about what's going on right now. We're not that different.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the whole thing during the Cold War. It's like, you know, Russian people, we, you know, how awful for them that they're having to live under this government. But it's the governments that are pounding each other in the head. The people are just trying to get by.
They're just normal people.
You know, that's why the funny thing is when you're talking about national elections, you know, I don't know if you watch the debates, but there's really nobody that's electable on a national level.
It's horrible.
I don't care.
It's horrible.
Hillary and Bernie, you know, okay, but nah. Anybody on the Republican side, there's really nobody. You know what I mean? There's nobody. But whoever is president...
There really isn't anyone.
There's nobody.
Yeah,
whoever,
it's all bad.
Whoever's president really doesn't matter on a day-to-day basis to you and me.
It doesn't. Local elections are where it's at.
Talk about, you know, the election for governor, that means a lot.
It does.
Your local state government people, that means a lot, too. Look into that.
Yeah, you should. You but know? Nobody ever does. They don't... You don't many people don't even know
right
who the fucking mayor...
The left
they
hand.
Do. They do.
They don't care what the policy is, but if they're a Democrat, I always vote Democrat.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the person actually thinks.
That's true.
And it's ridiculous.
And I've been guilty of it in the past myself.
My card's left and right. I vote for the person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a registered independent, so I guess I'm not registered.
You're a little bit right-leaning, though.
I lean right on a lot of things. I lean left on a lot of things.
I wouldn't say left. You lean middle.
Dude, gay marriage, I'm all in.
That's true. Okay. So, abortion.
None of my business.
There you go.
Right.
All right.
Marijuana, 420. Go do your thing.
Smoke
none of my business.
Up, motherfuckers.
Right. I mean, so, yeah. I mean, those are three big hot button issues. I'm left on those. You know what I mean?
All right. That's fair. But those aren't important issues. So I feel like politically, we're getting way off on tangents here. But I feel like politically, they get us talking about things that don't fucking matter.
Yeah. Immigration, I tend to be a little righty.
I don't know. I'm confused about it, man.
I am. And every time I read something from a different perspective, I'm like, that makes all kinds of sense. And then 2 days later, I read something else, and I go, you know what? That makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah, it's a very difficult topic. I don't think it's black and white. I think you have to have a very good screening process. I think that Homeland Security should be totally not involved at all. I think that immigration should take back. I think Homeland Security is one of the biggest mistakes we've made.
Thank you, George.
I really do. We didn't need them. We have the FBI. We have the fucking CIA. We have the NSA. We have the immigration police. We don't need the Department of Homeland Security. We don't need another set of law enforcement. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin, believe it or not, there's a bunch of Americans out there that are fucking dumb.
Yes, there are.
Okay. Thank you for being on board.
And they have driver's license and the right to vote.
And some of them have badges now, too, because there's not enough smart people to fill these really high-level positions.
Well, truth be told, that if you score too high on the entrance exam,
they don't let you in.
They don't want really, really smart dudes.
Because they're afraid you'll get bored and you'll leave.
Whatever
and
reason.
They'll waste the money on the training
and
for
believe
you.
Me,
that's,
I'm not,
that's
I'm not
legit
saying anything,
one of the police arguments.
I'm not saying anything bad about cops.
Me either.
You know,
I will say a lot of bad things about cops, but I'm not right
general.
Now. Yeah. Right. I mean, we could have a conversation about police at some point, and they have way too much authority and all that
kind
of stuff.
Do you know when I was a kid, I wanted to be a cop?
Really?
I did.
Yeah.
When I was like 13, 14.
Yeah, I fucking hated cops when I was that.
Well, it's because of your lifestyle at the time.
My lifestyle was a little bit averse.
Right. I was a, you know.
Law enforcement.
A little middle class kid, you know, in Milford, Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you, man, but I just had really bad experiences with police when I was younger. They were kind of assholes. I was in a little small town, and these guys were, you know, jacked on
fucking steroids.
I wonder
which town is smaller, Milford or Middletown? It's got to be
Middletown. Was really fucking small back then.
By the way, I was upstairs a little while ago before we
Middletown,
started recording
Delaware,
here. Yeah, we're Delawareans. So, and I was talking to my wife, and she says, "Well, what show are you doing tonight?" I'm like, we're going to do Random. And she's like, "Oh, what are you talking about?" And I kind of told her. And she says, "You know, maybe you should talk about how Donald Trump bought JebBush.com. She said, "That right there, that's why I'm not going to vote for him." And I said, "On the list of reasons not to vote for Donald Trump, that's way the fuck
down
there.
Way the fuck down there. It's super low. I mean, it's hilarious.
It is. I think it's great.
It's hilarious.
If you go to JebBush.com,
it
points to Trump's
website.
It's
brilliant.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, you know, she's like, "Well, I said, Donald Trump himself didn't buy that. In fact, he probably didn't even know about it."
Well, no, he knew. He definitely knew.
I don't know. You know, he was probably told after the fact.
He'll deny
like,
the fact that he knew. But I'm just going to say that it's a brilliant move. I mean, listen. All right. We're way on a tangent right now. Security, fucking whatever. But politically speaking, fuck yeah. That's ballsy. And here's what's interesting about the Sanders-Trump thing. Neither of them are electable. They're not. They're not going to be elected.
No, they're just pushing narrative at this point.
But here's what's funny about it. There are enough people out there that hate the current political system, whether you're left or you're right, that these people actually have momentum going in, right? They actually have a base that's like, fuck the fucking establishment. You know, I don't care fucking Hillary. I don't care fucking Jeb Bush or Ted Cruz or whoever the fuck you are, Rubio. Like, fuck you guys, because you're all the same. We want something different. And it's going to be really interesting in 2020, I think. I think that's when it gets really scary, because I think that one of the establishment candidates wins this time, probably Hillary, unless, you know, you can search her emails now online. Wall Street Journal just launched that, which is fascinating, by the way. I spent like 3 hours doing it the other day.
I told you this before.
Yeah.
When it comes to the general election, I would not be surprised at all if it was Mitt Romney.
If Mitt rolled in.
Versus Joe Biden.
Oh, it's not going to be Joe. He's just too...
Joe's actually talking about it now.
I know, but I love Joe Biden. I do, because I had personal experiences with him, and particularly his wife, who was super kind to me.
And I told you this months ago, that Hillary's going to drop out due to health reasons.
You did.
Whether they're actual health reasons or not.
The DNC will not allow her to do that. They won't. They want Bill back in there. And you know, if Hillary goes in, Bill's in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, I mean, you could have Bill back in for another two terms. The DNC is not going to fucking... They're going for that. That's what they're going for. No doubt. And see, the DNC has superdelegates. So even if Bernie wins every single...
Well, he got more votes.
Mm-hmm.
It was as big a landslide as New Hampshire's ever seen.
Yep.
But they came out with the same amount of delegates because of the superdelegates.
Because of the superdelegates.
So Bernie That's Sanders support... I'm a Redditor, right?
Right, me too.
So I'm all over Reddit. So every other post is a Bernie for president post. So yep. Bernie Sanders people are going fucking insane behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this is why 2020 is going to be really interesting, because we're going through a paradigm shift right now in American politics, where people are like, they can see the establishment, the status quo, and they're like, fuck you. And it might not happen in 2020, but I think 2020 is going to get weird. Maybe 2024 will be the year that it happens. You know, I think a candidate will step up and fool them again like Obama did. I think the country is very left-leaning right now. It'll take maybe another act of horrible terrorism or some kind of war or something else that'll shift it back over to the right. It always goes back and forth, dude.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think you can go to those extremes just yet, like way left to Sanders, which is almost socialism, or way right to
Democratic socialism. There's a difference.
There is. But way right to Trump, which is... close to fascism. Dude, almost.
I'm not sure Trump is all that right, actually. I think Bush is further right than Trump is.
Jeb?
Yeah, Jeb Bush is further right.
Man, he might be. But I think what's funny about Trump is he knows what to say, but it's not necessarily... So he knows what to say to rile up that section of the Republican Party. Maybe they were Tea Party guys. Or and gals.
Well, Cruz is more of a Tea Party guy.
Yeah, but he's really not, though. He's a fucking politician. Dude. And he's so fucking fake.
He's smarmy as hell. He looks like a used car salesman preacher.
He can't. He could never get fucking elected. And Rubio's got a shot, baby. He's got the Latino vote. He's a little bit more central.
Ah, no, dude.
Compared to Trump or Cruz... Like, he's not talking about building walls and fucking...
No, but he's talking about abortion and gay marriage.
Oh, yeah.
He's completely... He went through appeal both of those.
Yeah, things. He's a fucking idiot.
Right, so, you know, he lost me there.
Well, yeah, he lost you, but he didn't lose the entire Midwest.
Yeah,
but he gained them. Like, all of them. They're like, he might be Latino, but he's fucking anti-gay. You know, so they're all about it. You right. know what I mean? Anyway, I don't know how we got far.
This is what we do.
It's random.
We talk about one thing, and it goes to another thing.
It's just going
to
go. I know that a couple of people tweeted us and said, try to stay on at least one topic. You know what? But this topic is much deeper than just one thing. It goes really, really wide.
If we wanted to stick on one topic, we'd have called the show Topic.
Yeah. It's just random. We're just going to fucking keep going. Like, just, right, so, you know.
So we're coming up on an hour. So you know, kill it we here? Could go forever. Soon, probably. All right. We can pick it back up.
Do you have
up.
Anything else to talk about when it comes to Apple terrorism? Do you have any retort to my comments about Land of the Free, Home of the Brave?
No, I absolutely agree with that. I think that freedom comes at a cost, and sometimes that cost is you have to take risks and calculated risks. Don't be willy-nilly with the risks, but. You know, sometimes you have to say, you know what? One dude had something in his shoe. Since then, nothing ever, ever, ever. So let's keep our shoes on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing is ridiculous.
It is.
It really is to me. And searching, old ladies in wheelchairs and those kind of things to me are ridiculous. You know, in Europe, they haven't had.
Did you hear about that dude who got on a plane and I forget where it was. I don't know. Africa maybe, but I can't remember, but it was pretty recently, but he managed to get on a plane with a bomb in his wheelchair.
Really?
And he was not handicapped, right? He wasn't disabled. So he, a la Akbar and hit the button and it blew the fuselage out and sucked him out. Yeah. Everybody else survived.
That's perfect.
They landed the fucking plane. Everybody else survived the blast.
Good luck with your virgins, pal.
Yeah.
You only get one.
Yeah. Whatever. And it's a dude. It's a big burly dude.
So in Europe they laugh at our airport security because they profile intelligently. Mm-hmm. They ask you questions, and depending on how you answer, there are signs and behaviors that they've recognized, and they haven't had an incident for decades.
I don't think profiling by itself is negative. I think you have to limit it to certain scenarios. I don't think it belongs on the highway. I don't think you can look at a Cadillac with giant rims and a black guy driving and go, oh, that's trouble. Like, I think that's not okay in the United States. That's violation.
It's not okay anywhere.
Well, I'm just saying in the U.S. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about U.S. policy. But, in an airport, if you see a person who appears to be of Middle Eastern descent and they're looking nervous and stuff, I don't have issues with you talking to them. Now, searching, we have laws in this country that prevent you from violating that Fourth Amendment.
Well, they can look in your bag at the airport
if you want to get on the plane, then they can look through your bag.
Right. I'm the biggest pain in the ass at the airport when I travel because, I have sleep apnea just like you. So when I get on an airplane, I don't travel without a computer generally. Yep.
Computer,
so
CPAP.
I've got like four or five bins going because I have the CPAP machine in there. I got a computer, my friggin' shoes, my bag, my other. So I'm a train of buckets going through the airport. And it's a pain in the ass. I understand.
And I always, for some reason, I always test positive for explosives. People always tell me that. They go, oh, test positive for explosives, so we're going to have to search everything. So, and they go through all kinds of my shit. And so you guys know, I'm not like anti-gun or anything, but I probably haven't shot a gun in a decade. Right? Like
I'm actually going to start.
I don't set on like firecrackers and stuff. I have a couple guns.
I'm going to go up to Target Master.
I'm not
shooting.
Totally anti-gun. We should have a conversation about that because it's another very confusing topic for me because they're super dangerous, and it's why they're all in my safe and I don't have any bullets because I have little kids and they're just super dangerous and all the statistics.
Well,
say,
one of your little kids is extremely inquisitive and very
true.
Intelligent.
That's true.
So no matter what safeguards you put around it, it doesn't matter.
He'd figure that
he
shit out.
He sees you do
out.
It once, yeah, you're, he's
he
in.
He would figure the fucking shit out. He's autistic too, by the way, and just the fucking brightest fucking lamp in the sky. Anyway, but the point is, I think that obviously there's something flawed with their detection mechanisms because I don't handle explosives ever, like ever. Like, dude, I don't go hunting. I don't go shooting. I don't.
Never know, though. I mean,
nothing.
But it always
comes up.
Maybe, pills that you take leave a trace of something that sets something off.
Only one fucking pill I take. It's Alprazolam, generic Xanax. I take it occasionally when I can't sleep. That's it.
Well, you know, whatever. Something
I know, touch. But I'm just saying.
Maybe the cream you used to, you know, spank your pud with just, you know, well, throw something off.
I don't know. That's usually saliva, man. Are you saying that I have some kind of weird gunpowder or saliva superpower?
I don't know, dude. I'm just trying to throw stuff out.
Am I an X-Man? Did I mutate? Holy shit. Maybe I'm a badass.
You jerk off with the bananas. You know, they're radioactive. Maybe that's it.
Wow. I've never done that. Papayas, of course.
Well, sick, twisted bastard.
All right, let's close this fucking shit down.
And that's random.
Jesus Christ.
Who knows if anybody's going to listen to this? We don't
probably
know.
Nobody, but I had a lot of fun, Kevin.
Dude, you know, we could do this.
We could do it forever.
We could do this once a week until football season starts.
We can do it twice a week or five times a week. I don't give a fuck.
Something. So, yeah, we'll be back. Who knows when this is going to be up? Hopefully by the weekend.
I would hope so.
So this is actually still pertinent.
It's Wednesday right now, so hopefully by Friday.
Hopefully tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, have a couple things we have to do.
Yeah.
So you might be listening to this, and it's Thursday or Friday or
Saturday.
But it
was good times, man. It's good times.
So we'll be back doing this again at some point. Not sure when.
Probably 2 weeks.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to do like 10 show seasons, something like that.
Maybe.
And then, you know.
Or 20 or 50. What the fuck? We're going to take it however far it goes and do whatever we want. It's random, dude.
It is.
We're going to do whatever the fuck we want.
All right, we're out. See you, bitches.
Peace out, motherfuckers. That's a good tune.
He's playing it. He's spanking that thing like he's mad at it. Here comes a drum break. Shit.
Fuckers. Enjoy that shit. Let us know what you fucking thought.
Yeah, at some point we're going to have a Twitter account. You can tell us we're full of shit or whatever.
It'll probably be like random podcast or something. I don't know. We'll put it out on TFFG. And we'll go from there.
Bye, bitches.
Fuckers.